Let's say they had a flat tire or there was an accident, something like that, okay? As a father, I'm understanding in that. If it's legitimate, if it's a legitimate reason, they didn't make it by no fault of their own, okay, I probably wasn't going to punish him for that. But I had one daughter who on purpose, not really on purpose, she used to take shortcuts home. And if you know Courtney, a shortcut takes way longer than normal. So she would be on her way home, and she would have a cell phone, and she'd call and say, I'm on my way, I'm on my way, I'm on my way. But she would always end up coming home a couple minutes late. Well, if you come home a couple minutes late, and it was your own fault, you were going to get grounded. So it seemed like she was grounded more than most, because she would always wait to the last minute. Now, she knew better. She should have got home earlier, but she would think she was doing the right thing. She was trying. She would take a shortcut. Well, I got news for you. A shortcut, when you go around town and you have to stop at every stop sign going through town, then it takes a little longer. Even though you think it's a shortcut, it still takes longer. So she would get grounded for that. But I wouldn't kick her out of the house for it. She was trying to make an attempt. It was a silly attempt.
First chapter, verses 14 through 19. As we've been looking through creation, we've looked at day one with the creation of light, day two with the separation of the waters, and day three, the dry land and vegetation. But in day number four here, we're going to look at the various lights, the greater and the lesser. Genesis 1, verses 14 through 19 says as follows, And God said, Let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night. And let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years. And let them be in lights in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. On day number four, God made the sun, the moon, and the stars. He did this, as Scripture states, to govern the day and the night. The words here in regards to governing, Memshalah and Mashal, are the Hebrew words. But the word Mashal is an interesting one, because it does mean to govern, but it's also defined as to make light. See, in fact, actually, a proper definition of the Hebrew word Mashal is to make light or to assimilate. So God made lights to rule the day and the night, but yet, at the same time, it could be translated that God made lights to assimilate or to make light, the day and the night. But then it brings an interesting thought for us to consider. What are the lights trying to assimilate? Or maybe the better question is not what, but who are they trying to assimilate? If we consider the thoughts here in John chapter 8, verse 12, John writes this. He says, When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. In his first epistle, John writes in the first chapter there, verses 5 through 7, This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you, God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. As we consider the light assimilating on day four, Jesus said he was the light. We ourselves need to assimilate to that light. If we do not assimilate to the light, John makes it quite clear where our lives, our souls will rest. Excuse me. Day four reminds us that we have a choice to be in the light, assimilated, and like it, or not. Let us pray as we examine ourselves that we are in the light and have been assimilated to the light, just as the sun, the moon, and the stars assimilated the day and the night. Let us consider ourselves and whether we're assimilating so that the words found in Matthew do not fall on deaf ears. As Matthew writes, chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father, the one whose light you're assimilating to, in heaven. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your blessing. That, Lord God, as we see in day four, the creation of the sun, the moon, and the stars to assimilate the night and the day, to make like, that, Lord God, we pray that we assimilate ourselves to the light of your Son, Jesus Christ, so that when people see what we do, they praise you. Lord God, this is a time of examination as we commune with you through your Son and the sacrifice of his body and his blood. Let us examine whether we are assimilating to the light or not. We praise you and we thank you for this opportunity to share here. And it's through Christ's name we pray. Amen.